Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Mom, put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey, happy new year, Nursing and Cursing.
Happy 2020.
Yeah. 2020. Wow, 2020, you guys?
I can't believe it.
Four out of five of us graduated 20 years ago or in the year 2000.
I know. We have our 20-year reunion this year.
You sick. Remember when we were in high school, how far away 2020 would seem? It would be like, oh, in 2020, we're going to be like flying in our cars.
So old. I also thought
we'd be elderly.
Yeah.
Well, newsflash, babe. You are.
Yeah, but like in my mind, like wheeling into the reunion in a wheelchair, like
for
fully
sure. Uh-huh.
On a cane, just old. You know, 40.
I also thought I might like be rich or maybe a little bit successful.
Same.
We are all successful.
I know. Oh, wow.
It's interesting to me that I'm already 10 to 12 years older than some of the substitute teachers I had in high school. That really trips me out.
Oh, that feels so wrong, Kate.
That really fucks me up so bad.
No, for me, it's like how old my parents were when blank. Okay, like when they got divorced. I'm like, that's what age I am.
Really?
How old were they?
Yeah. I think my mom was 41, Allie.
Yeah.
We're going to be 40 this year.
Ooh. Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. My mom was like they were like young and still had it. And in my mind, I didn't see them still having it. I was like, ew, but is that me now? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was this last decade for you? And how do you see yourself in another decade?
Like 50. We mean when we're 50.
Okay, so another decade. We got that 10 years. August's gonna be driving.
Oh, yeah.
Driving. Okay, that's okay for me. I still have him in the house and he's still with me. He's just learning how to drive.
Hopefully Phoenix won't be in the house,
but he might be. He's either like first year of college or off, or maybe just down at the beach smoking weed. But either way, he's going to be 19.
Guys, I can't even fucking tell you where I was going to be graduating from college.
What? Are you sure? No.
Fucking
in 10 years?
So wrong.
Yes, wait. Because he's turning 13 this year. So in 10 years, he'll be turning 23.
Yeah. Because that Phoenix would be a freshman in college.
Why is that so funny to me?
No, it's so sick. And he said it on the couch the other night, and Jeremy and I were like, no, dude, you'll be in high school. You'll be like a junior. And he was like, are you guys stupid? You can't add 10.
Oh my god. But when you think about everything that's happened this last decade, like, wow, it's not even been a decade that I met Garrett, you know, bought two kids, did two fertility rounds, like moved to another state, you know, so much.
Did she just say bought two kids?
Bought two kids. Record.
No, I did. And I said bought two houses.
You said bought two houses. Sorry.
All about what is, did I really?
Yeah.
That's well, I mean, I did buy two kids. They were both fertility babies. I meant to say bought two houses, had two kids, fertility kids, move. Just a lot happens.
Huge whirlwind. Decade. Huge.
At the beginning of this decade, I was dating like five different people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Cheers to that, girl. Maybe next decade you will be too.
That's right.
Maybe so.
Guys, one of us. Which one of us? One of us will have the big D. One of us could be on our second marriage in 2030.
You mean divorce?
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
And the big
D. And a bigger D.
There could be more than one big D in the next decade. You know?
Right.
Kate, the bigger D.
If one of us got the big D, we would be getting, somebody would potentially be getting some different D.
Well, that's a big.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. You guys, I've got to tell you about Family Album. It is a family-focused photo sharing app that makes it really easy for parents to share photos and videos of their kids with their family. It was designed to share photos within your family and maybe close friends. It is safe. It's secure. I know what that's like, putting pictures of your children out there. So this app is really incredible. They have this really cool Ones movie that I love. When I had my mom download the app, and let me tell you, she's not that tech savvy. It was very simple for her. She downloaded the app. I downloaded the app, and I sent her all of these Ones movies that I created on this app. And they're little 1-second clips of videos that I had taken of the boys, and it puts a whole montage together. Oh my goodness. She called me in tears. One, because she missed them so much, but two, because it was so special for her to be able to keep in touch with them. And we've sort of made it something that we do every week to stay in touch with Gram. And you know what? She sends them back to us, and my kids are usually cracking up with what she sends back. It's been really special for our family. This app is absolutely free, you guys. And guess what else? It's ad-free. So that is a huge bonus. And they also offer free storage. You guys are going to love this photo sharing app. So please find Family Album on your favorite app store or by searching for Family Album on the web. And remember, Family Album is all one word. Download the app, you guys. Your family's going to love it.
I also feel like if one of us got a D, 100%, if it was one of you guys, my husband would feel a fire under his ass. Like,
yeah,
oh, fuck.
Like afraid.
Oh, yeah. He'd be like, oh, Allie's getting divorced. Fuck, dude. Kate's going to want a divorce next month.
You know what? Honestly, if one of us did get a divorce,
we'd all get a divorce.
Okay. Wow. She's got the
whole
deal. Wow, I feel like you're right.
Our men would sweat. I think one of us should fake a divorce to improve our marriage.
Great. Then they'll all maybe step up a little bit. Or we would all have divorce FOMO. Would we be jealous of each other?
Chrissy, I already thought this. Like when I see the pictures that Chrissy posts after she gets divorced, I'm gonna get so jealous.
For real.
She's gonna call to describe her first kiss with some guy.
We're gonna die.
Poor girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. When you guys.
They're not just going to kiss. They're going to go all the way immediately.
When I stop posting pictures of my kids, I'm only posting pictures of my boyfriends. You guys are going to be like, damn, it does look good.
Yeah. I hope God. None of our.
I need to get a job first.
Jeremy's got the kids for the next 4 nights. I'm off.
Stop
I'm going
out. Sounds so good. Stop. You're messing with my mind.
I'm popping down to Mexico for a few nights. Yeah. JJ's got the kids.
God. Right. That's what it's going to be.
You guys, if Tim heard us having this conversation, let me tell
you. He could if he wanted to, but he just doesn't want. He could just listen to the podcast.
He chooses not to. Oh, and he's missing out on the grand opportunity because he'd probably divorce me just hearing all of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad. Tim doesn't listen either.
I've asked him, what would you do if, like, I got swept up in something and...
Something sexy?
Okay. But, like, and I cheated on you.
Okay.
What would you do?
And?
What? What'd he do?
He was like... No, there's no question about it. It'd be over.
Okay.
Wow. He's a black and white zero tolerance policy.
Zero tolerance policy, which I feel is so unfair.
My husband would do the same. Guaranteed.
Jeremy would too. And I wish I could say if he cheated on me, I'd be out so fast. But actually, I honestly feel like it'd be more to my advantage to just work it to my advantage and stick around.
Oh, wow.
Because he's like, I feel like we've been together for a really long time. We do have so much love and we do have a family. I don't think I could just peace out after one fuck up like that.
I would. It's not peace out for one fuck up.
No,
you would, you would or you wouldn't?
I would not. I would hold it over his head and it'd be very unhealthy for a very long time, obviously. But it's just so complicated. I would certainly try my hardest. I would definitely try. Kids.
It's so complicated.
I'd be more likely to murder him than divorce him in a fit of rage. Honestly, more likely to accidentally stab him to death than actually divorce him.
I think I would be out. I have so much pride to a fault that I'd be like, oh, you motherfucker, you're not going to embarrass me like that. Nope. Mm-hmm. Bye. I'm such a Scorpio. I just never look back. Like, fuck you. Done. Wrote you off.
I think truly, guys, people who have been through this, and I have not, but it's just what Critty's saying, or somebody said, it is not black and white.
It's not black and white. What led up to somebody cheating like that? Like, why?
That's right.
Also, oh my God, best podcast ever. Critty, what is it called?
Oh, Esther Perel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So good.
Esther Perel, where should we begin?
So wonderful.
All of you out there need to listen to this podcast. Holy shit. If you don't have time for marriage counseling, I recommend this because I just take little bits and pieces and I bring it on back.
It is. It's wonderful. It is wonderful.
What does it help you with it? Like, does it help you see another perspective on Tim, or does it help you?
It helps me see myself, Sarah. It helps me see my faults. It helps me see my faults in my communication. That's what it does for me. Every single episode, I'm in there somewhere. It's a mind fuck. I'm like, how could I be in this episode?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like listening to that and like listening to other people's like cheating stories has helped me feel less rigid about stepping out from a marriage, which lightens the load because like what do I have to be afraid of?
Right.
How do you mean? You mean like you want an open marriage, Sarah?
No. Yeah,
let's know how this goes.
I don't want an open marriage. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't seem as scary to me.
Like, oh, you mean that, like, when you hear people run their marriages a million different ways and it's working for them? Yeah, totally, totally, totally.
Yes, and every single mistake cannot be blamed on one person.
No, nope, never.
That really freaks me out because I like to think it can't.
Yeah, like, it's your fault or it's my – oh, sorry, it's my fault, like –
I never say that's my fault. Though.
Oh my God, I say that all the time.
Sarah, we have the opposite problem.
I know.
So, I've never made a single mistake in my whole marriage.
I wonder if in the next 10 years, any one of us will open our marriage, like turn into swingers. Who's most likely?
Chrissy.
But isn't it really interesting?
No, Garrett won't let me.
No. because he, Because Chrissy, you know,
I've been chipping away. I've been chipping away for about 7 years. About
he's so scared one. You'd never swing back. You'd be like, that was the last time I saw Chrissy.
Yeah. He went out swinging a little too hard.
I mean, I don't know if he's lying, but he just says he's genuinely not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not either. It sounds like so much work.
How about bringing another one into the bedroom?
Oh, Kate, God.
Kate and JJ, show.
Kate and JJ, yeah. I vote Kate, that. Yes.
That's a Lepkoff move.
I feel like me and JJ could do that, except that I would be like watching TV at the end of the bed. Like,
I have like parameters. Like, she has to be heavier than me, older than me, not as cute as me, and I don't have to touch her.
Well, then what? You get to just watch your husband fuck another woman. What is that?
It saves me from having to fuck, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like having a...
Right. It's, you're just like calling a pitch hitter. Like,
it's now time for a quick sponsor break. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? There was for me. I had a few mental blocks and I just needed to speak to somebody about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It is not a crisis line, you guys. It's not self-help, but it is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's counselor network, which may not be locally available in many areas. I mean, I'm on an island, and finding access to good therapists can be few and far between, so this was crucial for me. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't ever have to sit in the uncomfortable waiting room. You know how that happens in traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it really easy and free to change counselors if needed. And that does happen. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. And guess what? Financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and so does Nursing and Cursing. So visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/nail. That's better H-E-L-P. And join the over 700,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For a special offer for Nursing and Cursing listeners, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/nail. Go for it, you guys. You won't regret it.
You guys, we're so not with the times. Like, this is like, there's like another sexual revolution happening right now, and we're not a part of it.
We're not a part of it.
I would like to be in 2020.
Oh,
okay, great. That's great. Let's all hold Chrissy to that. She wants to join revolution in 2020.
Okay, yeah. I'd love an episode on that. Can you go do some research on that, Chrissy, and get back and we interview you?
The sexual revolution. I just meant like having more sex
with other people.
Just with my husband, not with other people.
Okay,
but guys, think about where you are in your marriages now. Just like close your eyes and take an honest thought about where you are, and imagine that basically nothing changes except that the kids get older, and you open your eyes and 10 years has passed. Does that feel like satisfying? Or are you like, wow, we've made it so far, we're amazing? Or are you like, oh shit, I meant to fix this a long time ago? And
oh shit, I meant to fix this. Whole entire thing is like, oh shit, I hope I'm ready for to be an empty nester, and we still like each other.
Yeah, and in my marriage, one of us is super excited for that, and the other person is like,
not naming names.
Not naming names.
But like, I really hope in the next 10 years, that we put that work in. And because, you know, we're still changing diapers over here. We're passing ships. Right. And so I hope we come back to each other.
Yeah.
No, I'm same. Totally serious. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that like everything could be the same in 10 years, but the kids are older. And like, would that be?
That would scare the crap out of me.
Right. Honestly, would I be like,
we are disconnected, I feel.
Same. That's why I'm saying it. Like, I wouldn't be like, great, let's get in the hot air balloon and go around the world like we always wanted to. I'd be like, oh shit, I need to go start playing bridge.
Okay. Well, let that be a reminder that this decade we need to reconnect, work
or divorce. So many options available to us.
So many options. join the sexual revolution.
But when are our relationships ever not changing? Like they're constant. Yeah. Like you're constantly. I'm not saying I shouldn't speak for anybody else, but for me in my marriage, I'm constantly trying to do things differently.
Yeah, but Sarah, you are very evolved.
And you're just always saying. Evolving. You are constantly working on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, like
you put the time in. You always prioritize.
Yeah. Compared to you.
But I fail. I fail at that every single day.
That's
not that I'm saying.
Failing is how you become successful. You're trying every day.
I'm trying. I do try.
Okay, yep. 10 years from now, you guys, you know what? One of my fears is that
one of us is dead.
Ooh.
Okay. Jesus H. Okay.
That's not what I was going to say. Okay.
Okay. I'm nervous laughing now.
This is nervous laughter.
Nervous laughter. No, right. Okay.
Always coming off the rails.
I was going to say, our kids are going to be really angry that we ever did this project.
Yep.
Or angry about something else, Molly, just to cut us some slack.
Right.
And I also hope that like if they, because I've thought about that too. But then sometimes I think like, okay, if 18-year-old Edie is mad at this podcast, maybe 38-year-old Edie will dig it out and listen to it and feel so connected to me.
I don't know. She will.
I hope so, because like we do talk about how much we deeply love our kids. I mean, that's what this podcast is made of, is like we love these kids so much. It's also really hard. Let's take care of ourselves and help other moms feel this too.
But playing devil's advocate, there are so many episodes. Are they going to sit and listen to all of them, or are they just going to pluck one and then Augie's going to hear
not,
me
because
saying
we talk about fucking our husbands all the time and gross other things.
And we refer to our kids sometimes as a dick or a bitch.
Okay, I have one boys, and somehow I feel as though they are not going to be listening, but you never know.
But what about this possibility? Like, what about in 10 years? Think how old your kids are going to be in 10 years. So that's like the youngest kid on the podcast in 10 years is going to be 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? The oldest kid on the podcast is going to be
23.
So think about the possibility of like, think about what your relationships with your kids are going to look like. And that is what really... Like
at
that.
12,
not
Francis will almost have like be ready to have an Instagram account, or whatever is happening then. Like,
yes.
I just feel like our kids are growing up in this age, like of social media and sharing, where this kind of thing that we're doing on this podcast is so normal. Everyone has a podcast. Everyone is sharing their shit.
I was thinking more about like how connected we are to our kids today because of their age versus like in 10 years, like without getting myself emotional, like Wawa is going to be 100% in his own life. Think about how much of a fuck you gave about your mom when you were 22. Zero fucks.
Exactly.
Like, zero fucks. And I hope that's true. That's what
Wawa,
I want for him.
I think Wawa is similar to me, and he's super emotional and very connected to you. And I was very connected to my mother, for better or worse, at 22. So
it just blows my
Marigold
mind.
Marigold is going to be fucking done with me. Augie, I have a chance.
Matilda's going to be done with me. She's already done with me.
Same. Goldie is done with
me. Done. I was out of town for 3 nights, and I came home yesterday, and she didn't even give me a hug. She just breezed right by me. Where's my toy? I mean, it hurt.
That does hurt.
What about 16-year-old Mavis? What the fuck am I
done with you?
No, I'm so girl, like, she's the kind of kid who's going to like light my house on fire when I say no to something. She's going to be like under the porch with gasoline.
Oh my God.
She's going to like have her boyfriend. She's going to like fuck her boyfriend and then have him murder me.
Oh my God.
Failing it. This is the podcast we're going down for. This is the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay. 2020.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Already. 2020 is so fire.
2020 is fire.
Oh, my God. Molly, I love 2020.
That sounded natural.
Fire with your 2018 catchphrase.
You're fine. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Fine. Oh, no, you're fine.
Guys,
you're fine. What?
Nail fails. Nail fail. Nailing it and failing it.
I already revealed to you guys is that I was supposed to get my armpits waxed on my day off, and they didn't have an appointment available for me. So I'm just rolling with, like, basically the same armpits that I had in high school when I was trying to grow out my armpit hair to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool.
Basically, right. like you guys, because you guys were at, you were there. Chrissy, yeah. You had armpit hair.
Oh, Katie, yeah. Best. So thick. So thick.
Oh, yeah.
Molly, you too. Yeah. I have no idea.
Why were we all doing that? Wow. Nobody would do that these days.
Were we just like being little feminists? Like, why do we have to shave our armpits?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
And our legs.
Cool. Okay. What's your, anyway, what's your nail, babe?
Oh. Geez, I don't even know. That's I did okay. some great shit this week.
Oh, great. It's great, girl.
I don't know, but it was there. So.
Okay. You had a good week.
I'm happy to hear your week was good. That's a nail. You had a good week. I like
it. For sure. Guys, you know what my fail was is that Augie asked Santa on his lap, specifically loud enough so we could all hear, told Santa he would like his sister to be shrunken down to this big, which was the size of an infant, and wants her hair to be bald.
Oh, wow.
And Tim and I were like, oh, fuck. Oh. What the shit? And the nail was that he changed his mind last minute and decided to ask kind of out into the ethers for a bell off Santa's sleigh, which was much more doable for Santa.
Yeah. Gosh,
that is so sweet. That is so, so, so sweet. Ooh. I love that his heart did that little pivot at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Thank
goodness. You were like, phew.
Keeping magic alive.
Amen.
That's right.
My fail is I got, like a pretty full bikini wax, like 10 days ago.
Yeah, you did.
Full Brazilian and, or what?
Brazilian, but I do like, I have like a hairstyle in the front, so it like looks like I'm an adult woman.
Like a little like, triangle patch situation.
It's more of like a half moon, but yeah, there's definitely some like landscaping. But it had been so long since I had gone, like forever and ever and ever. But I had to go right after drop off. So I had to walk into the waxing place at like 9:01. So it was fucking freezing cold. So when I took my pants off and my underwear off, like I just had unshaven chicken flesh. That was my whole body from my waist down, just like prickly chicken flesh. And the first thing the woman did was sigh and get a pair of scissors and pull my pubes up as high as she could go while she was making eye contact with me and start cutting my pubes with scissors. And the second thing that she did was she took my hand and she said, the skin is very loose down here. It is impossible to wax. You need to hold the skin tight. And I fucking died.
My God.
Kate, I'm so mad at you.
Fucking died. I died.
I can't believe you said
that's the most depressing thing I've ever heard.
I'm so mad horrible. At you for saying chicken skin.
It was chicken skin. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Chicken skin. It was horrible. Sure. And pulling on my fucking blowout sweats and shuffling out of there in 30 degrees, I really fucking felt like a piece of shit.
Wow, winter months? Mm-mm. I just let it all ride.
Mm-mm. Waxing Same. Is not a positive experience.
Never no, I do it. Not. I only wax in the summer.
Yeah, brutal. Same.
I should try it, maybe.
No
one here has gotten laser hair removal, right?
That's what I want to do. Sarah, I that's did. What I want to do.
I did, Sarah.
How was it?
You didn't.
I did. I got a Groupon in LA and did my bikini line.
She got that Groupon.
It is painful as a fucking... It's so painful, so don't let them tell you otherwise. They're okay. Like, oh, it's just going to be like a little rubber band slapping you. Okay. It feels like I'm being
over electric. And over and over and over.
I wonder if it's worse
than a tattoo.
I don't know, but I was told, and I think I probably years ago have said this here, but that's where the woman told me on the table, because I had, I think, 5 sessions. And it did help. I have very, very coarse, thick hair. So I still have a bikini line of pubes, but it was pretty good for a while, and it's less than it ever was. But I still have quite a bit, but it definitely improved it. But anyway, on the table, the lady said, in all of my years of doing this, I have never met anybody with a lower pain tolerance than you.
Wow.
Bitch.
Remember that.
Bitch.
Yeah, it fucking got into my head so badly that I would say like 50% of my anxiety in pregnancy was due to what that lady said. I thought that I was not cut out for birth.
Yeah, because of course you'd be like, if I can't even get a laser, how am I going to get a baby out of here?
Exactly. I was terrified. And I was like, I was not telling anybody that's what it was about, but her voice, that fucking bitch. So now 2 natural births later, I just feel so like I want to go back there and get in her face.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You know what sucks about getting lasered and stuff? And like my friend made this point to me on the playground. It's like by the time that you're at a point in your life when you can afford to laser your hair off and you're organized and you can go do it and you can pay for it, nobody wants to see anything anymore. There's no point.
Oh my God.
That's so true. I think that my Tim would be so fucking psyched.
There you go. I mean, if you're if you're lasering it off or whatever for your partner, that's totally different.
I'm presenting my teenage daughters with all their options. I'm going to do for them what nobody ever did for me. Like, if you want to laser your pubes off, cool. Let's go do it.
Wow.
I mean, laser your bikini. Don't do the full Brazil.
I would hope that all the work that I've done in the years before then, they just won't be the kind of people who want to laser off every fucking hair. But I'm just saying.
You never know. We did weird shit in our 20s. You know what I mean? You think it's cool, but you never think of a time where you want a full bush again, but there might be that time. And I lasered because shaving is so fucking painful. But what? I was too much of a pussy to get a wax. Well,
we just don't know what the bedroom trends are going to be in the next decade.
Right.
Remember
but when I had that? Full bush down your leg has never been a trend.
I think it was in the 70s. Go back to some Playboys.
A stray hair all the way down to your knee is not
just a full, just a full bush, but I don't think, pubes to your knees and inner thighs is hot.
I can grow them down my knee.
Okay, we done?
Wonderful. that's Allie's nail.
Yeah. My nail is that my pubes don't grow all the way down to my knees, but I can definitely get a full bush.
Great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay.
My fail. Ooh. Moving on. Anybody?
Anybody else? No?
No, let's wrap it.
Yeah, let's wrap it.
Chrissy, you nailed it. You went to LA by yourself with your husband for 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. That was a big nail. We had a great time. We visited some of our dearest friends and ate a bunch of food, drank a bunch of booze. Didn't sleep a wink and just had a great time. And then my fail was that when we came home, Levi, the whole trip had said, "Mom is bringing you home a My Little Pony toy" on repeat. I don't know where he got that. That's not
true. Wow, he set you up.
Matilda.
Uh-huh. So right when she walks in the door, I had fantasies of the reunion, just big hugs, kisses, whatever. And Levi gave me that. And he said in my ear, "Matilda thinks she's getting a My Little Pony. I told her." And I said, what, buddy? No, I didn't. Truth be told, I got him a shot glass from the airport and I got her a Frozen book.
Oh, my God. You're like, bro, why didn't
I
text you that?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, no, babe, I didn't do that. And so right when she walks in, I'm like, Matilda, where's my My Little Pony? First thing she says. And I said, baby, I don't have one. And she just
lost her shit and just kicked into like an incredibly long tantrum, rolling around on the floor, hitting the floor, whatever. And I went and sat on the couch just like, wow, what a bummer. And she came over and headbutted me in the nose as hard as she could.
Oh my God, that hurts so bad.
Guys, my nose still isn't like healed from the sinus surgery this summer. So the pain was just shooting up my face and I started hysterically crying. Then she started crying, where's my little pony? And I'm like,
you're like, turn this plane around. I'm going back to LA.
Yeah. Anyway, she turned around and I was flicking her off and and Levi's like, Mom, what are you doing? What does that mean? I'm like, he hasn't copied it yet, but I slipped.
You will.
Okay. Well, ain't nothing for free, is it?
Nope. Ain't nothing for free. Nailing it and
failing it. Well, there you have it. That's where we leave it. 2020. Okay, ladies. It was a great decade, and it's going to be another great one.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week.
That's it for now. Check you guys next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where we won't tell your husband that you accidentally let your kid eat a cat turd.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.